AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. With a fully loaded nearly 1,000-foot cargo ship barreling towards one of its supporters, Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge had little chance of standing in the morning. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Be advised, the entire Key Bridge has now collapsed into the water.
The 1.6-mile span, named for the composer of the national anthem, the Key Bridge was used by 12 million vehicles last year. The crew of the dolly issued a mayday call moments before the crash. Shipping expert Captain Michael Burns Jr. says the loss of power experienced by the ship could have crippled multiple functions, including steering.
There really is a few things that are scarier than a loss of power in restricted waters.
According to the shipping information system Equisys, inspectors found a problem with the dolly's machinery in June, but a more recent examination did not identify any deficiencies. I'm Norman Hall.
The Supreme Court seems likely to preserve a medication used in nearly two-thirds of abortions last year.
Abortion opponents want the High Court to ratify a conservative appeals court ruling limiting access to mifepristone. The justices appeared to reach consensus that those challenging the FDA's approval of the medication don't have the legal right to sue, which is what top Biden Supreme Court lawyer Elizabeth Prelogar argued.
We don't think they come within 100 miles.
Even the three Trump appointees who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade were skeptical of the opponents' claims. Amy Coney Barrett seemed to doubt they could show the doctors they identified as being harmed by the FDA's actions actually were.
At least to me, these affidavits do read more like the conscience objection.
If the justices find the challengers lack standing, they'd leave in place current rules allowing patients to get the drug through the mail. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. A lawyer for Sean Diddy Combs did not appreciate the search of his properties.
The public statement is the first from the music mogul's team since his properties were raided Monday as part of an ongoing sex trafficking investigation against Combs. The criminal investigation is a major escalation in the scrutiny of the hugely influential hip-hop producer and executive. Combs has been the defendant in several sexual abuse lawsuits in recent months. Neither Combs or any of his family members were arrested during the searches, and their travel has not been restricted. The statement says that Combs is innocent and will continue to fight to clear his name. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has reached a deal to end his securities fraud charges after 9 years. Dan Cogdell, an attorney for Paxton, tells reporters the deal to dismiss the fraud charges was fair and economical.
There's 15 hours of ethics, which he's more than happy to do, and there's the payment of the restitution. That's pretty much it.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.